KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have a mostly cloudy sky, a beautiful crimson sunrise this morning, though, as the sun peeks through the clouds. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Dallas County supervisors have set the bond measure for a law enforcement center and jail at $22.9 million. The county board approved the figure Tuesday for voters to consider at the May 2nd election. Voters in Dallas County have rejected plans to build a replacement jail three times since 2013 as county officials struggle with jail overcrowding. A consultant found earlier this year that the county could save $22 million over a period of 30 years if it were built to a replacement jail and stops paying neighboring counties to house inmates. The Dallas County Jail has 48 beds, but the county averages 69 prisoners daily. The Creston Police Department reports a man was arrested on drug and alcohol-related warrants Tuesday night. 52-year-old Robbie Dorn of Creston was arrested on two Union County warrants for failure to appear as sentenced on an original charge of possession of methamphetamine first offense and failure to appear as sentenced on an original charge of OWI second offense. Dorn was being held in the Union County Jail to serve the balance of his time on both sentences. And 26-year-old Brooke Carter of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on three warrants out of Polk County for probation violations. Carter was being held in the Ringgold County Jail without bond while awaiting transfer to Polk County. 18-year-old Kendrick Davis of Creston was arrested Tuesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for OWI first offense. Davis is being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police said also a resident of the 1100 block of North Birch Street reported Tuesday morning that a laser light had been stolen from his yard. The loss was estimated at $50. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater says a Greenfield woman was arrested last Thursday night by Greenfield police on drug and child endangerment charges. 28-year-old Tashia Leanne Breedlove was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance. Those substances believed to be marijuana and meth. Possession of drug paraphernalia for a bong, marijuana pipe, and paper used to make or inhale illegal drugs. Child endangerment for having controlled substances and drug paraphernalia in her home, putting her 2.5-month-old child at a substantial risk. And disorderly conduct for taking a swing at another person causing a fight. Breedlove was being held in the Adair County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Bridgewater man was arrested last Thursday on an Adair County warrant for harassment in the second degree. 50-year-old Dwayne Allen Funk was also being held in the Adair County Jail with his bond set at $1,000. And Sheriff Vandewater said 39-year-old Jason Dean Houth of Greenfield was arrested December 18th by Greenfield police for driving while barred. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests took place over the past week. At around 12:55 a.m. Sunday, 43-year-old Daniel Lee Liddick of Glenwood was arrested in Glenwood for OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. And at around 9 p.m. on December 21st, 26-year-old Patrick Neal Jack of Malvern was arrested for obstruction of emergency communication, the bond of which was set at $300. At around the same location and time, 36-year-old Helen Elaine Tooper of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault, and she was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Greenfield. That begins at 9 o'clock. During their session at the courthouse, the board will receive an Adair County Conservation Board resignation, and they'll hear from Boy Scout Troop 115 with regard to courtyard flags. They'll also hear from Snyder & Associates engineer Tim Tighe with regard to an elevator cost study. The meeting will be held at the Adair County Courthouse courtroom. Elsewhere in western Iowa, the Sac County Sheriff's Office Tuesday identified the victim who died in a head-on crash Saturday morning between a semi and a pickup truck. According to Sheriff Ken McClure, a passenger in the pickup, 65-year-old Sharon Rolfe of Otebolt, was killed in the crash. Her husband, 64-year-old Gary Rolfe, also of Otebolt, and five other people were injured in the crash that happened in dense fog at around 8:24 a.m. Saturday, about a quarter of a mile west of Lakeview on Highway 175. According to the report, a semi-tractor trailer driven by 24-year-old Ivan Milosevic of Chicago, Illinois, was traveling west on Highway 175 when Milosevic tried to pass a westbound car driven by 77-year-old Richard Daisy of Lake City. The semi collided head-on with Rolfe's pickup truck that was traveling eastbound. A passenger in a car driven by 61-year-old Jeanette Fertig of Otebolt then rear-ended the pickup. Rolfe Fertig and a passenger in Fertig's vehicle, 73-year-old Barbara Scott of Oldebolt, along with Milosevic and a passenger in his semi, 27-year-old Kawan Adelai of Allen, Texas, were transported to Loring Hospital in Sac City. Rolf and Scott were subsequently transported to Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City for treatment of critical injuries. Fertig was treated at the Loring Hospital. Milosevic and Aldoai were treated and released, while Daisy was not injured in the accident. The crash remains under investigation by the State Patrol and Sac County Sheriff's Office, along with the Iowa Commercial Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division. With the arrival of winter, Iowans are spending more time indoors, so it's a good time to have your house tested for radon. The odorless, colorless gas can cause cancer. Anthony Salcido is a service manager at Thrasher Basement Systems in the Omaha Council Bluffs area, and he says that this region is inundated with radon.
I hear a lot where a homeowner talks to their neighbor levels were low, and so they automatically assume that they're safe. Unfortunately, in our area, it just varies from home to home. We're plagued with it throughout our community, northwest Iowa, Iowa, all of Nebraska. We actually lead the country, so it's about 70% of all homes.
Salcido says radon has nothing to do with the construction of your home or problems with the basement.
It's not a foundation issue. It's basically just what we're building on. Could be a brand new home. Could be a 50-year-old home. We got a lot of clay soil in our areas. There's really no way to stop it on the front end. The soils are basically breaking down, the uranium deposits, and eventually those radon gases will make its way into your home and cause the health issues.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer behind only cigarettes, and you won't know if you have the deadly gas lurking in your home until you do a test.
If you've never tested, test as soon as you can. The EPA actually recommends you test every 2 years for the fact that things can change in the scope of the home.
Do-it-yourself radon test kits can cost as little as $10 at your local hardware store. If there are high levels of radon in your home, specialists can fix the problem, or systems are available that you can install yourself. That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.